This tape, SK6200, begins with the conclusion of Brother Kong's message, SK6199, God's Eternal Purpose, number one. There's 5 minutes of 6199, and then SK6200 begins.
Our Lord is the true resurrection.
那个修坏的变成不修坏的。
And this corrupted become uncorrupted.
那个肉体的变成属灵的。
And this carnal become the spiritual.
这个才是真正的复活。
And this is the true resurrection.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
今天教会就是站在复活的地位上。
Today the church is standing on the ground of resurrection.
今天, 我们在他恩典里面已经生出了一个新的创造。
Today we have become a new creation in his grace.
旧事已过。
And all things are past.
一切都变成新的。
Now all things are new.
一切都是出于神。
And all things are out of God.
一切都在复活的里面。
All things are in the resurrection.
一切都是彰显。
All things will display Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
这一个就是神那永远的旨意。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这一个神永远的旨意, 不但要应验在万有上,
and this eternal purpose of God not only will be realized in all things,
它先要应验在我们这一般听了福音相信主耶稣的人身上。
First, it has to be realized in us who have received his gospel and believed in Christ Jesus.
他先把他自己的生命赐给我们。First,
he has given us his own life.
然后寄托他的圣灵,
then through his Holy Spirit,
在我们身上做工,
working in us,
把一切旧造的东西从我们里头出去,
and to eliminate all things out of the old creation,
把基督在我们里面出去,
and constituting Christ in us,
直到基督成为我们一切的一切,
until he becomes all in all in us.
然后他要使用我们,
and then he's going to use us.
因为他是为教会做万有之神。
For he is the head of all things for the church.
他要我们征服万有带到基督的教会。
And he wants us to subdue all things and to sum up all things under the foot of Christ.
这一个,
and this is the eternal purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要求神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We have to ask God to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
叫我们在心灵的深处能看见这个事情,
so that we can truly see this purpose in the depth of our heart, so that this will can control our whole life.
不单是我们个人的生活,
not only our own life, but also the life of the church.
我们低头祷告,
let's bow down and pray.
我们的神, 我们的父,
our God and our Father,
我们感谢赞美你,
we thank you and praise you.
虽然你那永远的旨意是一个奥秘,
although your eternal purpose is a mystery,
但是你已经借着你的神使徒和先知启示出来,
but you have revealed it to us through your apostles and prophets,
叫我们知道说你的奥秘就是基督,
so that we know that your mystery is Christ,
叫我们看见说你的旨意是要你的爱子,
so that we know that your purpose is to have your beloved Son to be the head of all things.
我们感谢赞美你，你拯救了我们。
We thank you and praise you that you have saved us.
主，我们愿意你那永远的旨意在我们身上能成为实现。
So, Lord, we want you, your eternal purpose, to be realized in us.
我们把我们自己献上。
And we offer ourselves to you.
愿你借着你圣善的灵在我们身上做工。
And through your holy and good spirit that you work in us,
使等到你的儿子在我们身上居首位。
Until your Son have his first place in us,
在教会上做元首。
And to be the head of the church,
你听我们的祷告。
You hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of SK-6199, God's Eternal Purpose, number 1. SK-6200, God's Eternal Purpose, number 2, begins now.
请我们看以弗所第三章。
Let's turn to the Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第一节念到第十二节。
We read from verse 1 through verse 12.
我先把中文念一遍，然后请弟兄用英文念一遍。
I'll read in English once, and my brother will read in. I'll read in Chinese. My brother will read in English.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量给你们曾听见神施恩给我，将关心你们的这份托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们厌了，就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的时代。 没有叫人知道，像如今这座圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的指示，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。 我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他玩死我这恩典，叫我把基督那吃不透的丰富传给外邦人。又是众人都知道、都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神不办的智慧。 这是造神从万事之前，在我们属基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，都信服义的来到神面前。For
this reason I Paul, prisoner of the Christ Jesus, for you nations, if indeed you have heard of the administration of the grace of God which has been given to me towards you, that by revelation the mystery has been made known to me, according as I have written before briefly, by which in reading it you can understand my intelligence in the mystery of the Christ, which in other generations has not been made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the power of the Spirit, that they who are of the nations should be joint heirs and a joint body, and joint partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus by the glad tidings, of which I am become minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me, according to the working of his power. To me, less than the least of all saints, has this grace been given to announce among the nations the glad tidings of the unsearchable riches of the Christ, and to enlighten all with the knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things in order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly the all various wisdom of God, according to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence by the faith of him. Let's pay particular attention to verse 11.
这是造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This is according to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那就是说神在我们主基督耶稣里
That is the eternal purpose which God has purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们来到你的面前，满心感谢赞美。
Our Lord, our God, we come before you with full heart of thanks and praise.
因为你的旨意是何等的佳美。
Because your will is so beautiful.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你已经立你的儿子做万有的元首。
We thank you, Lord, because you have set up your Son to be the head of all things.
你也开启我们的眼睛，叫我们能接受你的儿子做我们的元首。
You have opened up our eyes so that we can receive your Son to be our head.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你在你儿子里面所定的旨意是何等的完全。
We thank you, Lord, because what you have predestined the will in your Son to be so perfect.
叫我们在你的儿子里面能得蒙救赎。
So that we can be saved in your Son.
叫我们因着你的儿子得着儿子的名分。
So that we can obtain sonship because of your Son.
叫我们能做你儿子的配偶，做他的帮手。
So that we can be his bride and his helper.
我们为着你这样奇妙的旨意，我们俯伏敬拜。
For such wonderful purpose, we bow down ourselves to worship you.
我们愿意把今天早晨这个时间再放在你的手中。
We want to put forward this time before you.
愿意你的灵，点活你自己的话语。
May your spirit enlighten and inspire your own word.
叫我们心里面真正能看见你自己那荣耀的旨意。
So that we can see your glorious purpose in our hearts.
也吸引我们，叫我们在你的旨意里面能有一份。
And draw us so that we can partake in your will.
听我们的祷告。
Hearken to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们昨天早晨在这里一同交通神在他自己的里面所定的那永远的旨意。
Yesterday morning we have shared together the eternal purpose of God which he purposed in himself.
在创世之前神就在他自己的里面照着他所喜悦的定了一个旨意。
Before creation, God has predestined that in himself that he has established this will.
那一个旨意没有别的，就是他自己的儿子。
And that will is his own son.
他要他的儿子做万有之首。
He wants his son to be the head of all things.
他要把天上地下一切所有的都在他的儿子的里面同归于一。
And he wants to sum up all things in heavens and on earth in Christ his son.
他要他的儿子在凡事上都居首位。
He wants his son Jesus Christ to be the head of all things.
这个旨意实在是一个良善的旨意。
And this will is truly a good will.
这个旨意实在是一个成全的旨意。
And this will is a perfect will.
这个旨意实在是一个可喜悦的旨意。
And this will is indeed an acceptable will.
因为神立他的儿子做万有之首。
Because God has established his son to be the head of all things.
所以今天我们也必须让他在我们每一个人的身上做我们的手。
So today we have to let him to be the head in each one of us.
我们也必须让他在教会的中间做教会的元首。
And we have to let him to be the head of the church.
因为神那永远的旨意是集中在他儿子的身上。
Because the eternal purpose of God is concentrated on his son.
所以今天我们需要在神的面前来认识神的儿子。
So today we need to know his son before God.
我们记得使徒保罗他在腓立比第三章告诉我们说。
Apostle Paul told us in the third chapter of Philippians.
自从他在大马士的路上遇见了主之后。
And since he met the Lord on the Damascus Road,
他就把万事都看作分处,
and he had considered all things to be done,
为人是基督耶稣为至宝,
and to consider it excellent to know Jesus Christ.
从那个时候开始, 他只有一种的愿望,
from that point on, he has only one wish.
只有一个 passion, 一个愿望,
he has only one passion.
那一个愿望就是要认识基督,
and the passion is to know Christ.
因为基督是神那永远的旨意,
because Christ is the eternal purpose of God.
如果我们能认识基督的话, 我们就能认识神那荣耀的旨意。
If we can know Christ, then we can know the eternal purpose, the glorious purpose of God.
他说我要认识基督,
he said that I can know him,
我要知道他复活的大能,
that I can know his power of resurrection,
我要在他的受苦上面能有份,
that I can fellowship in his suffering,
我要效法他的死,
that I can conform to his death,
这样我能得到那一个复活,
then maybe I can gain the resurrection.
那个复活当然不是只做普通的复活说的,
of course that resurrection doesn't mean the ordinary
resurrection. 那一个超然的复活,
and the original language, it is out resurrection or a surpassing resurrection.
这个就是圣经所说的那第一次的复活,
and that is the first resurrection according to the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们知道神那永远的旨意是他自己的爱子,
if we know that the eternal purpose of God is in his Son,
那么我们应当在地上
then we need to pursue and to know his Son when we are still on this earth. There's none other thing more important than this. We must come to know the Son of God. And this morning, we would like to go one step further.
我们昨天早晨是说神在他自己的里面所定规的那永远的旨意。Yesterday
morning, we talk about the eternal purpose which God has purposed in himself.
今天早晨我们要来交通神在基督耶稣里所定的那永远的旨意。This
morning, we want to share upon the eternal purpose which God has purposed in his Son, Jesus Christ.
这两个有一点的不同,
there is a slight difference between the two.
不过这两个是有紧密的关系,
but they are closely related.
在第一章里头, 我们看见说, 神在他自己的里面在创世之前就定规了他的美意。
The first chapter of Ephesians, it tells us that God has in himself, and before the creation, that God has his good pleasure.
那么当然,在神自己的里面,自有一位, 就是他的爱子。
Of course, in God himself, there's only one, which is the Son of him.
所以,他所定规的那个永远的旨意, 就是关乎他的爱子的。
So the eternal purpose which he has predestined has to do with his beloved Son.
就是要他的儿子,
is that his Son shall have preeminence in all things.
到了第三章给我们看见,
in the third chapter, we see
神现在在基督耶稣里定了一个永远的旨意。
We see that God has destined in his Son an eternal purpose.
神在那里又定了一个旨意。
And God has established the purpose once more.
但是这个旨意是在基督耶稣里所定规的旨意。
But this purpose is established in Jesus Christ.
那么这一个在基督耶稣里所定规的那个永远的旨意是什么呢?
What is this eternal purpose which is established in Jesus Christ?
那一个就是教会。
And that is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你在圣经里面看见说,
So brothers and sisters, you see that in the Bible,
比方说在哥罗西第二章第二节里面,
for example, in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2,
那里告诉我们说神的奥秘就是基督。
That the mystery of God is Christ.
神有一个奥秘。
There is a mystery of God.
这个奥秘并不是那个暧昧的意思。
The word mystery doesn't mean it's mystic.
这个奥秘的意思就是说有一个秘密在神的里面。
And this mystery says there is a secret in God.
而这个秘密是需要启示的。
And this secret, there is a need for revelation.
如果这个秘密不启示的话，那么只有在神里面，其他的人通通不知道。
If this secret is not revealed, that it is only in God, nobody else can understand.
那么神这一个秘密是什么呢？
What is the secret in God?
神的秘密就是基督。
The secret in God is Christ.
这一个是哥罗西第二章第二节告诉我们的。
And this is what we were told in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
在以弗所第三章第四节的里面。
In the fourth verse of the third chapter of Ephesians.
保罗说你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
And Paul said that in reading it, you can understand my intelligence.In the mystery of the Christ.
在这里告诉我们说基督的奥秘。
Here it says the mystery of the Christ.
哥罗西二章是说神的奥秘。
The second chapter of Colossians it speaks about the mystery of God.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
在以弗所三章四节说基督的奥秘。
In Ephesians 3:4 it says.The mystery of the Christ.
实在说来，在原文的里面，它不是与我们中文完全一样的。
In fact, in the original language, it's slightly different from the Chinese translation.
因为我们中文在翻圣经的时候，如果说原文翻的话，就不大像中文了。
Because if it's a translation from the original language verbatim, then it doesn't look like Chinese.
其实在原文里保罗是怎么说呢
In the original language Paul said
他说你们念了就能晓得我深知那基督的奥秘
It says in reading it then you can understand I truly understand the mystery of the Christ
我们知道在基督的前面还有一个指定的词
We know that before the word Christ, there is a word of designation.
Article. 这个有的时候圣经里头说基督。
And sometimes in the Bible it says Christ.
有的时候在基督的前面再加上一个指定的词，那基督。
And sometimes before the word Christ, there is an article. It says the Christ.
懂得原文的人告诉我们说，这一个有分别的。
Those who understand the original language tell us that there is a difference.
基督和那基督是有分别的。
There's a difference between Christ and the Christ.
圣灵用词是非常的准确。
The Holy Spirit is very precise, very accurate in choosing words.
它就是一个这个指定词和没有指定词都有意义在里头的。
Whether there is an article or lack of it, there is a meaning.
那么那个基督是指着什么说的呢
？What does Christ refer to?
基督是指着基督个人说的。
Christ refers to Christ as a person.
那么那基督是指着什么说的呢
？What does the Christ refer to？
那基督是指着团体的基督说的。
The Christ refers to the corporate Christ。
基督是指着他个人。
Christ refers to Christ as a person。
那基督是指着基督与教会的关系。
The Christ refers to the relationship between Christ and the church.
他是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以就称为那基督。
So it is called the Christ.
所以在原文里头， 这一个分得很清楚。
In the original language, the difference was very clear.
不过请弟兄姊妹同时也要注意。
But please, brothers and sisters, be careful.
虽然有基督和那基督的分别。
Although there's a difference between Christ and the Christ.
但是你没有办法把基督和那基督分开。
But you cannot separate Christ and the Christ.
因为那基督就是基督的团体的表现。
Because the Christ is the corporate expression of Christ the person.
基督是他自己。
Christ is in himself.
那基督是基督在我们众人的里面。
The Christ is Christ among us.
所以还是基督自己。
And that still is Christ himself.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说，他深深地知道那基督的奥秘。
So Paul here tells us that he knows deeply the mystery of the Christ.
换一句话说，他知道教会是什么。
In another word, he knows what is the church.
我们知道教会也是一个奥秘。
We know that the church is a mystery too.
可能今天在弟兄姊妹的观念的里面。
Maybe today in the concepts of brothers and sisters.
因为教会是一个很平常普通的东西。
We may think that the church is a very ordinary thing.
我们大家都知道什么是教会。
We all know what is the church.
我们走在马路上，走到一个这个市中心的时候。
When we walk into town.
我们看见在那里有一个很高的建筑物。
We see a building there.
你知道所谓教会有它的建筑，特别的建筑物的。
The so-called church has its particular style of building.
那么你看见有一个很高的尖塔在那里。
We see a very tall tower.
你又看见有个十字架的记号在那里。
We see a big thing looks like a cross.
那么你说啊，这个就是教会。
And we see that is the church.
这个教会我们都看惯了。
And we have seen so many of them.
但是圣经说教会是那基督的奥秘。
But the Bible tells us the church is the mystery of that Christ.
我盼望主能开启我们的眼睛。
And I hope that the Lord can open our eyes.
叫我们看见教会实在是那基督的奥秘。
So that we can truly see the church is the mystery of the Christ.
在哥林多前书第十二章的里面
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12
第十二节
Verse 12
也是给我们看见同样的东西
It tells us the same thing
他说好像身体只有一个
Says even as the body is one
但是他却有许多的肢体
And has many members
肢体虽然多
But all the members of the body
人是一个身子
Being many are one body
他说基督也是这样
So also is the Christ
在那里在原文里头也是说那基督也是这样
The original language it says and also is that the Christ
我不知道弟兄姊妹你在读圣经的时候
So I do not know that brother and sister when you read the Bible
假定说你第一次读到哥林多前书第十二章十二节
If for the first time you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12
那么你在哪里读了
When you are reading it
你说就如身子是一个却有许多肢体
And you say for example the body is one having many members
虽然有许多的肢体人是一个身子
Although many members is just one body
你说他说基督也是这样
And you say and so is the Christ
你说这个是异端了
And you say, this is heresy.
哪里可以这样说呢?
And how can you say it? Put it this way.
我们只能说教会也是这样。
And we can only say that the church is also.
因为教会是一个身体。
Because the church is the body.
但是有许多的肢体。
And having many members.
我们每一个信徒的人都是一个肢体。
And every believer is a member.
虽然我们有那么多的肢体。
Although we have so many members.
但是我们却是一个身体。
And we we have one body.
这个明明是教会了。
And this clearly is the church.
怎么这里说基督也是这样。
And how can it says here, and also is the Christ.
但是圣灵知道他在那里所写的是什么。
But the Holy Spirit knows what he's writing.
因为他在那里是讲到那基督。
Because he refers to the Christ.
就是基督与教会那个关系。
The Christ refers to the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以这里所讲的实在是讲教会。
So here it really talks about the church.
但是虽然是讲教会，它却是用那基督来代表教会。
Although it talks about the church, it used the Christ to represent the church.
因为教会就是那基督。
Because the church is the Christ.
如果教会不是那基督的话，
If the church is not the Christ,
那么这个就不是教会。
Then this is not the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我盼望你们在这里要看得非常的清楚。
So dear brothers and sisters, please see this point very clearly.
神在基督耶稣里所预定的旨意就是教会。
The purpose that God has purposed in Christ is the church.
在以弗所书里面，
In the Ephesians,
我们看见有一个词，一个 phrase.
We see a phrase.
这个我们弟兄已经提过了。
Here, this one our brother has already mentioned.
那个词就是在基督里。
And the phrase is in Christ.
在基督里。
In Christ.
我想每一个读以弗所书的人不能不注意到这一个词。
Anyone who reads the Ephesians would not, must have paid attention to this.
因为这个词在以弗所里面它重复了好多次。
Because in Christ has been repeated many, many times in Ephesians.
可能是九次。
Maybe nine times.
但是可能还要多一点。
Maybe more.
因为有的时候说在他里面。
Sometimes it says in him.
但是你在那里读的时候。
But when you read it.
你看见说以弗所一直在那里告诉我们在基督里，在基督里。
When you read it, the letter keeps telling us, in Christ, in Christ.
因为在这里给我们看见。
Because here it leads us to see.
神把他所有的丰富都居住在基督的里面。
God has made all his fullness to dwell in Christ.
而我们也是在他里面得以完全。
And we are made perfect in him.
所以一切都是在基督的里面。
So all things are in Christ.
在基督的外面呢，没有什么东西。
Outside of a Christ, there's nothing.
在基督的外面也没有你，也没有我。
And you and I are not outside Christ.
在基督的外面也没有教会。
And outside the Christ, there is no church.
我们看见一切都是在基督的里面。
We see that all these is in Christ.
那么神在基督的里面就定规了一个美意。
And God has purpose, this good purpose in Christ.
这一个美意是在基督里定规的。
And this good purpose is purpose in Christ.
请记得这一个美意不是在你我里面定规的。
Please remember, this good purpose is not purpose in you or in me.
我们不要以为说神所定规的旨意是根据你和根据我的。
And let's not think that the purpose which God has is according to you or me.
神所定规的那个美意是根据基督的。
The purpose that is purposed by God is according to Christ.
他在基督里面就预定了什么呢？
And what has he predestined in Christ?
他说他要为他的儿子预备一个配偶。
He says he will prepare a bride for his son.
他已经把万有都赐给他的儿子了。
He has given all things to his son.
但是他还不满足。
But he's not satisfied.
他还要为他的儿子做一件更大的事。
And he wants to do a bigger thing for his son.
虽然万有都是他儿子的产业。
Although all things are the
are the property of his son.
虽然他的儿子拥有这个万有。
Although his son has all these things.
这个万有也都要彰显他的荣耀。
And all things will display his glory.
但是他觉得还是不够。
But God is not satisfied.
所以他说我要为我的儿子预备一个配偶。
So he said, I will prepare a bride for my son.
叫这个配偶实在是与他相配的。
So that this bride can be suitable for him.
能与他联合在一起。
Can be in union with him.
并且能做他一个好的帮手。
And can be a good helper to him.
所以神就为着这个缘故，他就在基督耶稣里就定了一个旨意。
For this purpose, God has established a good purpose in His Son.
就是他要把一个教会来赐给他的儿子。
He wants to give the church to His Son.
做他的配偶和帮手。
To be His bride and helper.
那么这个旨意在什么时候定规的呢？
And when was this purpose predestined?
这个旨意是在创世之前就定规。
The purpose was predestined before creation.
但是这个旨意虽然是定规了，却是一个奥秘。
But although this purpose was already predestined, it remained a mystery.
因为这个旨意是隐藏在神自己的心里头。
Because this purpose was hidden in the heart of God.
你世历代的人都不知道这件事。
Men over the ages did not know this.
我们的神是最会说秘密的。
Our God can keep a secret.
我不知道我们能不能说秘密。
I don't know whether we can keep a secret.
很多时候我们告诉一个朋友说，这件事我是告诉你啊，你要说秘密的。
Sometimes we tell our friend, this I only tell you, please keep it.
他自己就没有说秘密。
But he himself, he doesn't keep it.
但是那个听他秘密的人啊，十之八九啊，都是不说秘密的。
And his friends, 8 out of 10 will not keep the secret.
我们不会说秘密。
We cannot keep a secret.
但是我们的神实在会说秘密。
But our God keeps his secret.
你看他历史历代啊，在他里面人都不知道。
You see, over the ages and ages, and nobody knew his will.
但是虽然如此，
although this is so,
神在历史历代啊，实在有许多的时候啊，他透露了一点东西出来。
Through the ages, oftentimes he has revealed something.
你知道，如果你心里有一个宝贝的秘密的话，
you know, if you have some treasure and some secret in your heart,
虽然时候还没有到。
Although it is not quite the time yet.
但是也忍不住的有的时候啊，透露一点出来。
But sometimes you cannot help but reveal some of it.
但是你透露了，人听了还不懂。
But even if you reveal something, when people hear it, they could not understand.
这个就是在神在基督耶稣里那个秘密。
And this is the secret which God has in Christ.
比方说神创造亚当夏娃。这个秘密实在已经透露出来了。
For example, in the creation of Adam and Eve by God, this particular secret was already revealed a little bit.
神在那里说，那人就居不好。
And God said, for that man to live alone is no good.
我要为他造一个配偶，做他的帮手。
And I want to prepare a wife and helper for him.
但是我们看见亚当被创造之后，
we know that when Adam was created,
他是一个人。
He was just by himself.
他还没有配偶。
He did not have a wife.
他也没有帮手。
He did not have a helper.
神就把各种他所创造的动物啊，就带到亚当的面前。
And God brought all the animal which he created before Adam.
叫亚当啊，亚当就替他每一个取了名字了。
And Adam named each one of them.
亚当是一个天才的动物学家。
And Adam was a very genius zoologist.
他用不着进学校的。
And he did not have to go to school.
并且他是第一个人把所有的动物的名字都起名的。
He was the first
man who named the names of every animal.
但是我相信神把动物带到亚当面前来，不是叫他给他们起名就完了。
But I believe when God brought all these animals before Adam, the purpose was not only for him to give them a name.
我相信神把这些东西带到亚当面前，还有个更深的意义在里头。
But I believe God brought these animals before Adam for there was a deeper meaning.
因为神说那人独居不好。
Because God says for that man to live alone is no good.
他太孤单了。
He is too lonely.
我要为他预备一个配偶。
And I want to prepare him a wife.
所以把这些动物都带来给他看一看。
So God bring these animals before him.
那么亚当看见了那些的动物。
When Adam saw these animals.
有的也许是很小的一个小虫。
Some was just like a very small insect.
有的也许很大的一个强项。
Some like very big like an elephant.
有的是猩猩。
Some like a orangutan.
有的是鳄鱼
and some like a crocodile
各种各样的动物都带到亚当面前
and all these animals were brought before Adam
亚当看了一下
and when Adam saw each one of them
他不能找到他自己在这些动物的里面
he couldn't find himself in any one of these animals
他觉得他与这些东西都不合的
and he felt that he cannot really be a match to them
同时他也看见这些东西怎么能做他的帮手呢
and he also thinks that these animals cannot be his helper.
所以一个一个来了又去了。
So one after another.
这些我可以管理他。
And these, I can rule over them.
但是他不能做我的配偶。
But he cannot, it cannot be my match, my wife, because it doesn't look like me.
所以神就把这些统统带过去了。
So God has ushered them away also.
我说这个是 law of elimination.
And this is the law of elimination.
把一样一样都除掉了。
And each one was eliminated.
那就是说，在神创造的万有里面，亚当找不到一个配偶。
That is to say that in the creation, that Adam could not find one which is suitable for him.
那么神就说好，我现在要给你造一个配偶。
And then God says, now I'm going to make.A wife for you.
否则的话，亚当也许如果找到一个的话，他就满意了。
And maybe if Adam has found one, he would be satisfied.
也许他找到一个猩猩，他说，哎，这个有点像。
Maybe he saw a monkey or ape. He said, this looks right.
如果他这样的话，他就闯了大祸了。
And then he will be miserable.
但是感谢神，都除掉。
But we thank God each one was eliminated.
所以他就能接受神所为他预备。
Then he can accept what God has prepared for him.
那么我们都知道神这样叫亚当神去沉睡。
We know that God has put Adam to sleep.
从他的旁边取出一个东西来。
And pull out from the side of him one thing.
今天我们说是肋骨。
And today we say it is a bone.
在原文里头就是取出一个东西来。
And in the original language it just says one thing.
我不知道男人的肋骨比女人肋骨多是少了一根呢。
I don't know whether man has one less bone than woman.
圣经里头就取了一个东西。
The Bible just says one thing was pulled out.
然后用这个东西来制造一个女人。
And from this thing, a woman was created.
这个不是 created, 这是 built.
A woman was built.
好像盖房子一样把它盖起来。
Like building a house, she was built.
就把从男人里面出来的东西啊，就造成一个女人。
So from this thing which was pulled out of man, a woman was built.
那么亚当，神叫亚当醒过来。
And God awakened Adam.
神把这个女人带到亚当面前。
And God brought this woman before Adam.
亚当一看。
And Adam saw.
他说这个就是我。
And Adam says, this is me.
这是我肉中的肉，骨中血中的血。
This is the flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone.
这个就是我。
And this is me.
我叫她女人。
And I call her woman.
男人是ish, 女人是 isha.
A man is called in Hebrew ish, and a woman is called isha.
这个就是我了。
And says, this is me.
那就是配偶。
And this is truly the wife.
那就做了他的帮手。
And that becomes, and she becomes,his helper.
那么我们如果有新约的这个知识的话
And if we have the knowledge of New Testament
那么我们都知道亚当是第一个人
We know that Adam is the first man
他乃是预表第二个人基督
And he is the type
of the second man, Christ.
夏娃是第一个女人。
Eve is the first woman.
她是代表第二个女人，就是教会。
And he is the type of the second woman, which is the church.
但是我们今天是知道。
But today we know.
好像这个秘密在里头，有一点受不住了。
So it seems that God cannot contain the secret in him.
所以你看，他一次一次又来了。
So, and once again, God tried to reveal his secret.
比方说，创世纪二十四章。
For example, Genesis chapter 24.
那个亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
他觉得他的儿子，这个，以撒已经差不多四十岁了。
And he knew that his son Isaac was about 40 years old.
但是还是没有妻子。
And still without a wife.
所以他就打发老仆人啊，你记得到他的本地本乡去为他找一个妻子。
So he sent his old servant to his old country to find a wife for Isaac.
然后就找到了李伯家。
And he found Rebecca.
哎呀，这个创世纪二十四章实在是，我看每一个年轻的弟兄姊妹都应当念。
Genesis chapter 24 is a chapter for all the young.Brothers and sisters.
因为那里实在看见神奇妙的作为。
Because it really revealed to us the wonderful work of God.
亚伯拉罕是代表神。
Abraham represented God.
父神。
The God the Father.
以撒是代表子神。
Isaac is a type for the son.
那个老仆人是代表圣灵神。
And the old servant represents.The God the Holy Spirit.
你看父有这个意思为说他的儿子。
God has a mind for his son.
儿子自己他没有发表他的意思。
And the son himself has not revealed his heart.
但是父亲为说爱儿子的缘故他要为他的儿子预备一个妻。
But the father, because of his love for the son, he wants to prepare for his son a wife.
我想今天也是一样。
Today the same.
许多年轻人都不要结婚。
Many young men and women do not want to get married.
他要晚一点。
And they want to delay it.
那么以撒已经四十岁还没有结婚呢。
Then Isaac was already 40 years not married yet.
父亲心里为他着急了。
But the father was anxious.
我想许多弟兄姊妹，为了你儿女心里也很着急。
I believe many brothers and sisters would worry, would be anxious for your children.
但是，是圣灵在那里。
But the Holy Spirit was working.
我们看见神主宰的在那里安排一切。
We see God in His sovereignty has made the arrangement.
不是人的作为。
And not the work of man.
是圣灵在那里安排环境。
But the Holy Spirit has arranged the situation.
把这个利弗家带到以撒那里来。
And brought Rebecca to Isaac.
这一个当然也是预表基督和教会。
And this.Is a type of the relationship between Christ and the church.
但是当时以撒和利弗家也不知道。
But at that time, neither Isaac nor Rebecca knew about this.
在旧约里面，他们都不知道。
And in Old Testament time, none of them knew.
我们可以举许多的例子。
We can give many examples.
但是为着时间的缘故，我们就不举了。
Because of time, we will not.
那到了新约的时候。
In New Testament time,
圣经告诉我们说，到了日子满足的时候。
The Bible tells us in the fullness of time,
基督就来到这个世界。
Christ came to the world.
他为妇女所生。
And he was born out of a woman.
他生在律法的底下。
Under law.
为着要把我们这一班在律法底下的人拯救出来
to redeem us, to save us from those of us who are under the law, out of the law
叫我们能得着儿子的名分
so that we can gain the sonship
因为我们都有血肉之体
because we are of the flesh and bone
所以我们的主他所亲自穿上这个血肉之体
and our Lord put on this body of flesh and blood.
他来与我们联合。
And he came to in union with us.
他来做一个人。
And he became a man.
因着这个缘故，他就能为着我们做代替。
And for this reason, he can be a substitute for us. On the cross, he became our substitute. And God truly bruised him. Out of his side flows out blood and water. And God built a church out of the blood and water coming out of Christ. And this is what our Lord says, I shall build my church on this rock. The Lord is that rock. The church is built on him. The blood out of him cleanses our sins. The blood represents his life. The water represents his life. And this life is given to us. For this reason, we can be in union with him. And God offered us to his son. To be his bride. To be his helper. So brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our God. For the secret which has been hidden in God through the ages now is revealed. So Paul tells us in the third chapter of Ephesians, now this has been revealed through the apostles and prophets. Today, if we still do not know this, then we have no excuse. Because this is already revealed to us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神的中心乃是基督,
the center of God's heart is Christ.
但是教会与基督联合,
but the church is in union with Christ. Therefore, the church has a very important position in the eternal purpose of God. Today, we all know that we want to pursue to know God, to know Christ. Because Christ is the eternal purpose of God.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, but do we know today that we also need to pursue to know the church? Because the church has a very important position in the eternal purpose of God. I feel that among the brothers and sisters, particularly among those God's children who pursue God, we all know that we need to pursue to know the Lord.
这个当然是最正确的。
And of course, this is very accurate.
但是当我们在那里追求主的时候,
but when we are pursuing the Lord,
我们很容易落在一个偏执的里面。
Very easily, we will fall into a... And we can bias. What is this bias?
就是当我们在那里追求主的时候,
that's when we are pursuing the Lord.
We
We only experience our personal experience with Christ. And how do we come to know the Lord personally? This is of course important. But when we are pursuing the Lord personally,
好像说,
now what is the result of this pursuit?
这样追求的结果是不是叫你做一个树林的伟人呢?
Is this the end of the pursuit bring you to be a spiritual giant?
是不是在我们心里偷偷有这样的意念?
And do we have this secret desire in our heart?
哎呀,如果我这样的追求主,有一天像马登基昂一样就好了。
And if this is how I pursue the Lord, maybe one day I could be like Madame Gayon.
我们应说我们的追求完全是在个人的方面。
Now if our pursuit is only for our personal,
所以结果你就看见说就偏向了这个单独的所谓树林的伟人的观念。Then
we will deviate to a very narrow idea of a spiritual giant.
但是如果我们读神的话语,
but if we read God's word,
我们知道神在基督里所定的那永远的旨意,
we know that the eternal purpose that God has purpose in His Son.
而不是一些树林的伟人,
it's not so many spiritual giants.
而不是在这里有一个胳膊啊, 好像是特别大,
it's not that there is an arm which is bigger than others.
你如果到过罗马, Vatican的话,
if you have been to Vatican in Rome,
你知道Michelangelo, 他在那里画一个像啊,
Michelangelo draw a big picture on the ceiling.
一个手啊, 特别的大,
and there was an arm which is bigger than the others.
奇形怪状,
in a very strange shape.
如果神所要的是一个大的胳膊,
if what God wants is a big arm,
或者是一个大的腿,
or a big leg.
有一次我在一个朋友家里吃饭,
once I was having dinner at a friend's house.
这个朋友的女孩子是一个美术家,
and the daughter of my friend is an artist.
我在那里吃饭的时候我抬头一看,
and when I was eating I raised my head,
我看见墙上有幅画挂在那里,
and on the wall there was a painting.
这幅画就是一个桌子,
the painting had a table.
上面有水果啦,
there were fruits,
还有其他吃的东西啦,
and some other food.
这个很好,
very good looking.
但是在桌子中间呢, 有一个手伸出来,
in the middle on the table surface there is a hand sticking out.
我就问那个朋友说, 这是什么意思呢?
I asked my friend, what does this mean?
他说他女儿在画的时候, 桌子中间缺一个东西, 就是他画一个手在那里。
And he said, when my daughter was drawing this, he felt there's something lacking, so he drew a hand.
如果你在吃饭的时候, 忽然一个手从桌子里出来了,
what if a hand sticking out from the table when you're eating,
让你饭就吃不下去,
and you couldn't eat.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
神在勇士里, 在基督里所定规的旨意, 不是一些树林的伟人啊,
what God has purposed in His Son in the eternity past is not a bunch of spiritual giants.
都是单独的一个手一个腿在那里,
they are single arms or single legs.
神所要的是一个身体,
what God wants is a body.
神所要的是各种的肢体都能建造起来,
what God wants is the members of the body be fitted and built together.
而不是奇异的发展,
it's not a strange development.
而是神奇的发展,
it is a growth as a body.
满有基督长成的生命,
and full of the stature of the growth of Christ.
这个是神在基督里所定规永远的旨意,
and this is the eternal purpose which God has purposed in Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, we cannot only pay attention to how spiritual I should be.
我们要与众弟兄姊妹 一同建造起来。
We have to be built up together with brothers and sisters.
有的时候你走得快的，你为着弟兄姊妹，你要稍微放慢一点你的脚步。
If you are the one who walk faster, you have to slow down your pace for your brothers and sisters.
你看加勒和约书亚。
You see Caleb and Joshua.
他38年前就可以进迦南了。
30 years earlier, they were able to enter into Canaan.
但是他们愿意与以色列人在旷野里头走38年。
But they were willing to wander with the Israel in the wilderness.
好叫以色列那一代新时代的人能一同进入迦南。
So that the whole new generation of Israel can enter into Canaan at the same time.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神在基督里所要的是教会。
What God wants in Christ is the church.
不是光是你和光是我。
It is not only you or me.
当然，你我的属灵与教会的成熟是发生直接的关系。
Although you and I being spiritual are very closely related to the spiritual growth of the church.
如果我们不属灵的话，那么这个教会怎么能属灵呢？
If each one of us is not spiritual, how can the church be spiritual?
但是我们的追求属灵不是为着自己。
But our pursuit to being spiritual is not for ourselves.
我们是为着教会。
It is for the church.
更是为着我们的主。
Even more, it's for our Lord.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹
so I hope brothers and sisters,
不要轻看教会这件事
do not take the matter of church lightly
我们一面也不能玩教会
on the other hand we cannot play the church
但是一面我们也不能轻看教会
but we cannot take church lightly
因为教会在神的心意里面是一个很重要的东西
because the church is a very important thing in the purpose of God.
如果基督他不能得着他的教会
If Christ cannot obtain his church,
我们的主是何等的孤单
then he is extremely lonely.
如果他得不着教会的话
If he cannot gain his church,
他就得不着帮手
then he does not have his helper.
所以圣经给我们看得很清楚
So the Bible shows us clearly,
在神那永远的旨意里面
In the eternal purpose of God
教会有一个很重要的地位
The church has a very important position
那么今天的问题在这里
Our problem today is here
我们认识不认识教会
Do we know the church?
我们怎样来认识教会
How do we know the church?
如果今天我们就看我们四围的光景
If we look around the conditions
我们永远不会认识教会
We can never know the church
如果我们回头在历史里面去找教会
If we turn back to look for the church in history
我们也不会准确地认识教会
WeWill not be able to know the church accurately.
我们要认识教会，我们必须要回到永世的里面去。
To know the church, we have to go back to the eternity past.
我们必须要回到神那一个在基督里所定的那个旨意里面去。
We have to go back to the original purpose which God has purposed in Christ.
因为教会是超历史的。一个东西
Because church is beyond history.
他在没有历史之前，在神的意念里面，为着他的儿子已经有了教会。
The church is already there in the purpose of God originally, in the heart of God for His Son.
让我讲得再玄妙一点。
Let me make it a little bit more deeper.
在创世之前
，before creation.
在神的意念里面
In the mind of God
神已经把教会赐给他的儿子
God has already given the church to his son
不但在意念里面
not only in his mind,
并且神实在在也已经把教会给了他的儿子。
But God in fact has given the church to his son.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的神没有时间性。
Because our God is beyond time.
在他，他有这个意念，事情就成功了。
In him, when he has the mind, the thing is already established.
时间是属于我们的。
Time refers to us.
今天我们活在时间的里面。
Today we live in time.
所以我们看见教会还在那里被建造。
So we see that the church is still being built.
好像我们的主还没有得着。
As our Lord has not obtained his church.
但是你从神的眼光来看。
But from the standpoint of God.
主已经得着了他的教会。
The Lord has already got his church.
换一句话说。
In another word.
今天圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit today.
是从那个已经完成的里面做到完成。
He works from what has already been accomplished to being realized.
Sorry.不是从一个没有的里面来做出一个有来。
The Holy Spirit is not making something out of nothing.
如果弟兄姊妹能看见这个的话，
If brothers and sisters, if you can see this,
我告诉你，你永远不会灰心。
Then you will not lose heart.
无论你在地上看见什么样的光景，
No matter what conditions you see on this world,
你里面能感谢上帝。
You can thank, you can praise.
因为你知道这个已经在哪里。
Because you know that this is already done.
所以弟兄姊妹
so,
教会是一个奥秘啊。
So brothers and sisters, the church is a mystery.
是不是很奥秘了？
Is it truly a mystery?
所以我们要认识教会的话。
So if we want to know the church,
圣经告诉我们说教会是那基督的奥秘。
The Bible tells us the church is the mystery of the Christ.
那基督的奥秘。
The mystery of the Christ.
因为是奥秘
Because this is a mystery.
所以需要启示
So we need the revelation.
如果没有启示的话
Without revelation.
你没有办法能识透这个奥秘
You cannot understand or see through this mystery.
那不错
Indeed so.
这个奥秘已经记住圣中圣圣使徒和先知啊，已经显明出来了。
This mystery is revealed through the holy apostles and prophets.
我们在以弗所已经读到了。
And we have already read this in the book of Ephesians.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
这个启示的原则它是不变。
The principle of the revelation is unchanged.
虽然这个奥秘曾启示过
，Although this mystery has been revealed,
并且已经写在。神的话语上
and it's written in his words.
我们今天可以来读它
and today we can read it.
但是如果我们读它的时候没有得着启示的话
but if when we read it we have not obtained that revelation.
这个不过是黑字在白纸上
and this is only words written on paper.
我们所摸着的不过是字句
and what we have touched is but letters.
我们还没有真正的认识教会
and we have not come to really know the church.
要认识教会需要圣灵的启示
To know the church we need the spirit to reveal to us
所以保罗在以弗所第一个祷告的里面
So the first prayer of Paul in Ephesians
他说求神赐给你们智慧和启示的灵
So he said I ask the Father to grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
叫你们真知道神
In the true knowledge of God.
如果没有启示的话，你的知道不是真的知道。
Without revelation, your knowledge is not the true knowledge.
你不能根据那个知识就来做什么。
You cannot do something or work something according to that knowledge.
有许多人在那里做新约的时候。
And many people, when they read the New Testament,
他说我在新约里头找到了教会的模型了。
And they say that I have found the pattern of church in the New Testament.
现在我可以起来建造教会。
And now I can rise up to build the church.
我指定几个人做长老，再有几个人做执事。
I assign few to be the elder, some others to be the deacons.
那么这个新约教会就成立了。
And then the New Testament church is here.
那么你做什么？
So what do you do?
那你做使徒咯。
Now you must be the apostle.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是给我们看见一说,
this shows it.
就是这个奥秘在圣经里头已经显明出来了。
Even when the mystery is already revealed in the Bible.
但是如果圣灵没有在你里面把他所启示的再重新启示在你心里。
But if the Holy Spirit did not reveal what he has already revealed in the Bible in you,
你还没有看见教会。
You haven't seen the church.
所以我们需要在神面前祷告。
So we need to pray before God.
求神给我们智慧启示的灵。
Asking God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真能看见那基督的奥秘。
So that we can truly see the mystery of the Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果你能看见那基督的奥秘,
if you can see the mystery of the Christ,
我深深地知道在你身上要去解他的变化,
I know for sure that it will change you greatly.
因为教会不是别的,
because church is nothing else.
教会是那基督,
the church is that Christ, the Christ.
凡是不是属于主的,
whatever is not of the Lord,
都不在教会的里面,
is not in the church.
虽然在表面上教会是我们这一班信主的人的集合,
although on the surface the church is the gathering of us the believers,
但是教会在实际上乃是基督在你里面，基督在我的里面。
But in reality, the church is Christ in you and Christ in me.
所以多年前我曾做一个比喻。
Years ago, I gave an example.
那个时候我们也在一个特会的里面。
And we were in a special conference.
那个时候Spark弟兄还在。
Brother Austin Sparks was with us.
我就说，为着给弟兄姊妹明白的缘故。
And I said, in order to illustrate for brothers and sisters, and I want to give you a very simple formula. And Brother Sparks didn't like that. Because he likes to talk about high and deep things. If you have heard the Brother Sparks speaking, you have to hear himself. His words are long words.
The universality and centrality.
I'm a simple man. So first I asked Brother Sparks to excuse me. I said, what is the church? Assuming there are only three Christians on earth today. Peter, James, and John. Those are good Christians. Assuming there are only three Christians, these three Christians in the world. What is the church? Now, we can say that Peter, John, and James gathered together, this is the church.
如果这样的话,
if this is so, then this church has many problems. Because Peter naturally wants to be a leader.
雅各和约翰呢,
and James and John, they also wanted to be leaders.
他们甚至于把他们的母亲都请出来了。They
brought out their mother.
因为母亲是主耶稣的姑妈嘛,
because their mother was the aunt of Jesus, Lord Jesus.
姑妈的话是有力量的哦,
then the aunt's words are powerful.
所以你看见这三个人是教会的话, 那么教会里头出了三个头了。
So if these three people are the church, then there are three heads of the church.
并且分派了。
And there will be divisions.
雅各约翰是弟兄啊。
And James and John, they were brothers.
与彼得不过是表呀。
And Peter was only loosely related.
所以这样的话，你看教会里头分门结党了。
And then you see there is divisions in the church.
这个不行的。
And this won't work.
那么什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会是在彼得里面的基督。
The church is the Christ
in Peter.
加上在约翰里头的基督。
Plus the Christ in John.
再加上在雅各里面的基督。
Plus the Christ in James.
就等于教会。
Equals church.
这个对不对？
Is this true?
放心地说。换一句话说，
In another word,
教会是什么呢？
What is the church?
教会是彼得、雅各、约翰加上基督。
Peter, James, and John plus Christ.
这个叫做教会。
This is the church.
如果是这样的话，
If this is so,
那你看见教会一半属灵，一半属肉体。
Then you see, half of the church is spiritual, half is carnal.
这个也不是教会。
This is not the church.
那么什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
是在彼得里面的基督减去彼得。
It is the Christ in Peter minus Peter.
加上在约翰里头的基督减去约翰。
The Christ in John minus John.
再加上雅各里面的基督减去雅各。
And the Christ in James minus James.
等于教会。
Equals church.
这个对。
This is true.
所以教会什么呢？
So what is the church?
教会是那基督。
The church is that Christ.
也不是彼得，也不是雅各，也不是约翰。
It's not Peter, it's not James, and not John.
外面看看是彼得、雅各、约翰。
Outwardly, it's Peter, James, and John.
实际上他们都受了十字架的对付。
In reality, they have been dealt with by the cross.
把他们自己除去。
And they have, the cross has taken away themselves.
剩下的就是基督自己。
What remains is Christ himself.
这一个就是那基督。
And this is the Christ.
这一个就是教会。
This is the church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果这是教会的话。
If this is the church.
我们今天所遇到的是什么东西？
Then what are the things that we see today?
这一个在我们身上的要求有多大？
And what is the requirement of this on us?
什么时候我们自己出来了？
Anytime ourselves comes out.
我们就破坏了教会的见证。
Then we destroy the testimony of the church.
这一个我们需要在神面前受严格的纪律。
This we need to be disciplined severely before God.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
在那里告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
第一章二十二节二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 3.
神是基督为做教会之首。
God has given Christ to be the head of all things to the church.
教会是他的身体。
Christ is the body, the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of the one who fills all in all.
教会是基督的身体。
Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
身体是一个身体。
The body is an organism.
不是一个组织。
It is not an organization.
身体是活的。
The body is living.
不是一个死的东西。
It is not dead.
身体不是规条法律。
The body is not rules and regulations.
身体里面有这个生命圣灵的律。
The body has the law of the spirit of life.
身体不能离开头。
The body cannot be separated from the head.
身体与头是完全连为一体的。
The body is one with the head.
所有的丰富都在头里面。
All the fullness dwells in the head.
但是这个头里面的丰富都装在身体的里面。
But the fullness of the head is also dwelling in the body.
基督是丰富的源头。
The Christ is the source of all abundance.
教会是丰富的充满。
The church is the fullness of this fullness.
基督是教会的头。
The Christ is the head of the body of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以你在这里看见说。
So you see here.
基督他是权柄。
Christ is the authority.
教会乃是执行这个元首一切的命令。
The church carries out all the the commands from the head.
这一个是教会.
And this is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
教会是基督的充满.
The church is the fullness of Christ.
你想一想,
think about it.
今天我们所看见的教会,
the church as we see today,
是丰满的, 是贫穷的,
or is it fullness or poverty?
为什么原因我们看不见基督的丰满?
Why we cannot see the fullness of Christ?
因为我们被许多其他的东西都充满了。
Because we have been filled with many other things.
哦，我们需要倒空一切。
Do we need to empty all things?
让元首的丰富能充满在教会里面。
So the fullness of the head can fill the church.
这样我们才能彰显主自己。
Then we can manifest the glory of the Lord.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
到了第二章里面给我们看见,
in the second chapter we see,
教会是一个新的人,
the church is one new man.
在旧造的里面,
in the old creation,
有各种各样,
there were many differences, different things.
当然在以弗所第二章里面,
although in Ephesians chapter 2,
那个最大的分别是犹太人和外邦人,
the biggest division is the Jews and Gentiles.
因为犹太人和外邦人的分别是根据好几个原因,
because the difference between Jews and Gentiles are for various reasons.
不单是有种族的分别,
not only the difference in race,
还有宗教的分别,
also the difference in religion,
还有礼仪的分别,
and also the difference in the etiquette.
许许多多的分别,
the many differences.
所以当时的时候犹太人与外邦人所来往的,
so at that time the Jews and Gentiles don't come together.
在圣殿的里面,
in the temple,
如果你到圣殿里去的话,
if you walk in the temple,
你可以到外邦人的园子里头去,
you can go to the court of the Gentiles.
外邦的园子后面就是女人的园子,
and the, behind the court of Gentiles is the court of women.
你就看见有牌子写在那里,
and you see there's a sign,
外邦人到此为止,
and the Gentiles stop here.
如果你要进去的话,
and if you want to enter, it is death.
外邦人是没有份,
the Gentiles has no portion.
外邦人是绝外人,
the Gentiles are the outward people, the outside people.
犹太人看我们外邦人像狗一样,
the Jews see us, the Gentiles, as dogs.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们吃的东西不干净,
because what we eat is not clean.
他们根据利未记啊吃那个kosher的东西,
according to Leviticus, they ate kosher food.
所以他们看我们外邦人像狗一样,
so they consider us, the Gentiles, as dogs.
那么当然外邦人看犹太人也是,
although the Gentiles see the Jews the same way.
所以犹太人外邦人那个分别太大了,
so there is a great difference between Jews and Gentiles.
他们不能一同吃饭,
but they cannot eat together.
也不能到你的家里来,
and they cannot visit.
到你家里来就把他们玷污了,
and you come to their house, then you defile them.
你看这个分别多大,
you see how great the difference is.
感谢赞美主,
but we thank the Lord.
主在十字架上,
the Lord on the cross,
把中间的墙替我们拆掉,
has taken away the middle wall,
把犹太人和外邦人在他自己的里面同归于一,
he has summed up the Jews and Gentiles one in him,
叫我们成为一个新的人,
so that we can become one new man,
把我们带到神的面前,
and bring us before God,
与神和好,
that we can be reconciled to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
教会是一个新的人,
the church is one new man.
旧的都过去了,
the old things are past.
一切都变成新的,
all things are new now.
所以在教会的里面,
so in the church,
不分犹太人西的一人,
there's no difference of no Jews and no Greek.
不分受割礼的不受割礼的,
and no circumcised or uncircumcised.
不分西固地人和化外人,
and no barbarians and Scythians.
也不分这个为奴的、自主的,
and there's no servants and those free.
唯有基督是一切的一切,
only Christ is all and is in all.
弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果根据原文的话,
according to the original language,
这里不但说是不分啊,
and not only there's no difference,
不分的话还有啊,
and if there's no division, there's still something remaining.
虽然不分啊, 但是都在那里啊,
and even if you do not divide, you are still there.
在原文里头说没有,
and in the original language, there's just nothing left.
There is neither Jew nor Gentile.
There's neither Jew nor Gentile.
没有犹太人，也没有希律人。
There's no Jews nor Gentiles.
好像什么呢?
As if
好像我们一个中国人,
a Chinese
一跑进教会的门,
coming into the assembly hall,
这个中国人不见了,
coming to the church, the Chinese disappears.
那在里头的是谁呢?
Now who is there?
是一个基督徒,
he's a Christian.
一个犹太人也来了。A
Jew comes in.
他一跑进教会的门,
when he comes into the church,
犹太人也不见了,
the Jew disappears.
只有基督徒了,
only a Christian
remains. 一个美国人来了,
when the American comes,
他一打进教会,
and he comes into the church,
美国人也不见了,
the American disappears.
所以你就看见说,
so you see,
世界上各种各样的分别,
there are all kinds of divisions in the world.
世界上是永远存在的,
and it remains forever in the church, in the world.
你不要想在世界上能把这些的分别打掉,
you do not try to eliminate those differences in the world.
共产党想把这些东西打掉,
the communists were trying to break away these things.
但是我们知道说换汤不换药,
but we know that there is no change in substance.
这个世界上这种的分别因素罪的缘故总是在那里,
and for the sake of sin, these kind of differences are always in the world.
但是在基督里面,
but in Christ,
在教会里面,
in church,
这些都在十字架上被除去了,
all these differences are taken away on the cross.
这个都是旧造的东西,
and all these are old creation.
在这个新人的里面, 没有这些东西,
in the new man, these things have no portion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
让我们记得,
let us remember,
我们都是弟兄, 都是,
we are all brothers and sisters.
我们没有这些的分别,
we do not have any such differences.
我记得我们的尼特森弟兄,
I remember Brother Watchman Nee.
他有一个弟兄服侍他,
and one brother was ministering to him.
我们叫他王师傅,
and we call him
Brother Wong.
Brother Wong.
这个弟兄实在爱你的弟兄,
and he truly loved Brother Watchman Nee.
他替你弟兄煮饭,
and he cooked for Brother Nee.
你弟兄不能说这个菜好吃的,
and Brother Nee cannot say this dish tastes good.
如果他一说这个菜好吃, 天天这个菜来了。
If Brother Nee says this tastes good, then every day Brother Wong will cook the same dish.
他真是爱你弟兄啊,
he truly loves
Brother Nee.
And he used all his salary to buy the food for Brother Nee.
他觉得你弟兄是他的主人,
and he thinks that Brother Nee was his master.
他是他的仆人,
and he was the servant of Brother Nee.
这个很好,
and this is good.
那么等到白饼的时候,
and coming to breaking of bread,
纪念主的时候,
remember the Lord.
他先看看,
and he wants to see first. Brother Nee is sitting there.
他如果坐在前面的话,
if he sits in front,
他就坐到后面去,
then Brother Wong will sit in the back.
因为他说我是仆人,
because he says, I am the servant.
他是主人,
and he is the master.
我要分开,
and I want to separate myself from him.
呢?
And Brother Nee,
如果看见他坐在后面的话,
if he sees that this brother sits in the back, he will bring him to his side.
因为在主里面都是弟兄啊,
because in Christ, we are all brothers.
在家里有主人仆人的分别, 这是对的,
at home, there is a difference between a master and a servant. That's true.
但是在教会里面, 没有这些,
but in the church, there is no such difference.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会是那个新人,
the church is one new man.
教会不但是那个新人,
the church not only is that new man,
圣经也告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
教会是那个新妇,
the church is the bride.
我漏掉一个东西, 教会是神的家,
the church is the household of God. And this was told to us in chapter
2.
You know, there are two interpretations of the house of God.
什么叫做家呢?
What is the house?
这个家也可以是家庭的家.
This house is a household, it's a family.
也可以成为住家的家。
And is the place where we live.
在圣经里头，这两个意义都在哪里？
And in the Bible, there are both meanings here.
所以圣经说，你们现在不是外面的人了。
So the Bible says, now you are not the outsiders.
你们是家里的人了。
You are members of the household.
所以我们信主的人就是一个家。
So we believers are in the same household.
你知道神有一个家。
You know, God has a household.
但是神的家里头只有三个人。
But in the house of God, there are only three members.
这有